This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story of how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah from the Quran. So tonight we're going to go through a very interesting incident. The Sahaba, one thing we see from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ that's very beautiful is they used to take their children to the sites where certain incidents happened with the Prophet ﷺ, or battles happened, or notable seerah events happened, and they would explain to them what happened that day, and they'd sort of reminisce with one another. And this is one of those incidents. So we see here a narration of Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he's one of the Ansar, one of the people of Medina who embraced Islam. And he used to be one of those people that would take his students to these sites and show them what had happened and explain to them what had happened. So he took his companions and he took his students to the site of the Battle of Badr. And at that point, he was so old that he was blind. And he said to them as he reached Badr, he said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مَعْكُمُ الْآنَ بِبَدْرٍ وَمَعِي بَصَرِي. He said, if I was with you right now in Badr and I had my eyesight, لَأَخْبَرْتُكُمْ بِالشُّعْبِ الَّذِي خَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لَا أَشُكُّ وَلَا أَتَمَارَ. I would show you the exact valley that the angels came from on the day of Badr to support the believers, and I would not exaggerate. I have no doubt whatsoever, full certainty. We saw what we saw on the day of Badr. What was he speaking about? So he began to explain to them the scene of the Battle of Badr. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 12, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to the angels, revealed to the angels that I am with you, so make firm the feet of those who believe. Make firm the feet of those who believe. Meaning go and inspire confidence in the believers. So listen to what Sa'ad says. He says that the angels were coming to us in the form of our companions before Badr started. Now think about it. You've got 1,000 people in front of you and you're only a few hundred. And so they'd come to us in the form of our companions, meaning they'd look like one of the Sahaba, but we know that they weren't one of them. And they would say, Abshir, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا بِشَيْءٍ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ. They would say, glad tidings, don't worry, they are nothing. These people in front of you are nothing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. So be firm. So the angels were actually coming to us one by one and getting us ready for the battle. Now, when Iblis saw what he saw, when Shaytan saw what he saw Jibreel alayhi salam, and he saw the angels coming and standing with the believers. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 48, that Shaytan came to them and he said, look, no one's going to be able to overcome you, I'm with you, so on and so forth. But then whenever he saw the angels, نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَاقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْا. Allah says, Shaytan turned on his heels and said, indeed, I have disassociated myself from you, and I see things that you don't. Now, how did Shaytan speak to them? Sa'ad says that Shaytan took the form of Suraqah, and Shaytan stood behind the army of the disbelievers and said to them, look, I see things that you don't see. I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm disassociating myself from you all. And because I see this army that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. So Shaytan spoke in that form to the disbelievers and they were frightened. And then Abu Jahl shouted out, and he says, لَا يَهُولَنَّكُمْ خُدْلَانُ سُرَاقَ إِيَّاكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلَى مَوْعِدٍ مِّن مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَصْحَابِهِ. He said, don't let Suraqah fool you, because Suraqah, this is all a conspiracy from Muhammad ﷺ and his companions. So Suraqah is just betraying you, and Suraqah is just messing with you, and this is just a devious plot. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, or this is one of the instances where the Prophet ﷺ called Abu Jahl the Fir'aun of this ummah. He was the Pharaoh of this nation. Why? Because Fir'aun, when he saw the Musa alayhi salam and Harun, and he saw the miracle, what did he say? He says, "Inna hadha la makrun makartumuhu." He says that this is a plan, a plot that you cooked up, so that you can run the people out of their city. So Abu Jahl did the exact same thing. But subhanAllah, I want you to imagine that momentous occasion as you read the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending the angels to the believers to say, ثَبِّتُ, or to say, تَثَبَّتُ, just be firm, Allah is with you, these people in front of you are nothing. And truly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by our side, it doesn't matter who's in front of us. And we should realize that as we face any trial in life, you know, be it a person or a thing. If Allah is with you in the face of your trial, then you will be okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see you through that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support us with the angels in our difficult moments, and to be on our side, and to allow us to overcome our enemies and our trials, whatever they may be. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us amongst those angels and those companions. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow night for an episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.